We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think our bench sparked us. You know, give those guys a ton of credit. You know, we got off to a little bit of a sluggish start. But our bench came in and really, really sparked us. There was a ton of energy there, and then everybody kind of fed off of it. You know, you could feel it as we started going. You know, the momentum was starting to shift. And then, you know, our defense tonight, you know, those guys, I mean, they got after it. You know, to hold that team to 83 points, you know, 36% from the field. I mean, you got to give our guys a ton of credit. That's an impressive defensive effort from our crew.
Conversation with Marshawn just about getting more consistent minutes. He was 4-for-4 on Monday, and then today he was pretty strong. Have you seen maybe an improvement from him as far as his ability to get the offense going?
Yeah, I think he's getting comfortable, you know, and that's the thing about, and again, you know, he has a very difficult job. You know, a guy who's expected to come off the bench and score, you know, no matter the flow, no matter the rhythm of the game, that's not always easy. So, you know, after having conversation with him and giving him an opportunity, you know, to play, he's able to get comfortable, and he's starting to figure out, you know, where and how with this group he can create and get his and put the pressure on the defense that he does. So, you know, I think that consistency has been helpful for him.
JB, you talked about the defense specifically in the second quarter and in the last 5 minutes of the game. How key was the communication between the guards in terms of those screens? For those,
I mean, it's huge. I mean, you know, obviously, we did a hell of a job on CJ McCollum, but you know, those guys are difficult to guard, man. You know, they, you know, he and Lillard and the way they move off screens, and their big guys set great screens for them. You know, they put a ton of pressure on you, but that pick and roll, you know, once you're communicating, it starts with your big guys, right? Your big guys are the ones that can see it. They're the ones that recognize it happening. And then your guards, you know, communication is two ways, right? You don't just, one guy gets to talk, the other guy has to hear and listen and then, you know, adjust himself to whatever coverage it is that we're in. And if you're late in those things, you know, those guys can make you pay. So, you know, that's how mistakes are corrected. That's how good defense, and that's where it starts. Is it starts with communication. It can't be five guys on an island. You know, you have to be all tied in together, and the communication helps one another.
JB, Mike Conley and Gary Temple struggled a little bit in the first half, combined at 4 points. Meanwhile, Jermichael Green and Marshawn Brooks had a great, great first half. How impressed are you of their contributors coming off the bench?
Excuse me. I think that was the key to tonight's game. You know, like I said, we got off to a slower start, but those guys came in. You know, J. Mike was all over the place. Marshawn was able to get, you know, his shots and create opportunities. But, you know, that's been this team. You know, at any moment when we need guys most, they're willing to step up, man. They, you know, have the skill set. You know, I keep saying, you know, what J. Michael did, you know, J. Michael is a starter in the NBA. You know, and his productivity shows that, his skill set shows that, you know, he's just doing something that's best for the team right now. And, you know, I couldn't appreciate him more for that.
JB, you talked yesterday about Mark being able to anchor the defense even if he wasn't 100% on the offensive end. Was tonight a good illustration of that?
Yeah, it's perfect. You know what I mean? It's, you know, six blocks to be able to protect the paint, you know, and against, again, really good players. You know what I mean? Like, you know, those are two of the best guards that we have in this league. And for him to hold the defense down, you know, keep those things in front of him, you know, communicate the coverages, talk to guys on the weak side, you know, that's huge. And, you know, whether it's, you know, the offensive piece of it, you know, obviously we, you know, we need and depend on him on that end too. But if, you know, shots aren't falling, you know, if you can, you know, basically shut down the paint like he did, that puts teams in a bind. And then, you know, you catch your rhythm and, you know, the offensive part will come for them.
JB, I know, you know, it's a long season. You don't get caught up in the highs and lows of winning streaks, losing streaks. But to see the team play sort of a style of game that they did really well, you know, a few weeks ago. How is that reassuring for you to see, just see that in a one? I know it's just one game, and the last game was just one game, but
right. But I think it's, you know, we tried to create an identity early, and you know, this is the execution of our identity. You know, we talk about playing in the mud. You know, we talk about being gritty. We talk about grinding on people. We're not the type of team who is going to come out, you know, and give you an uppercut and knock you out in the first quarter. You know, we understand that. But, you know, we feel like we can punch you enough in the gut that by the time the fourth quarter comes, you know, those legs might be a little weary. Shots might be a little more difficult to make. And, you know, our guys are comfortable there. So that's the mindset that our guys have. And I mean, you know, you can see them feeding off of it too. It's not just words to them.
JB, in the first quarter, you got a technical foul. Can you talk about how frustrating the officiating was?
both teams played hard.
JB, I noticed that in the second quarter you punctuated a nice run by kind of shoving Jaren and giving him big claps, and he finished the game. Was that his most complete game as a pro for you?
I think he made critical plays at crucial times. I think that was more so important. You know, he hits that big three late in the fourth. And, you know, there's no reason, and I know, you know, because we've got this shiny new toy that we expected, you know, to be a finished and a rushed product. And there's no reason to rush where Jaren is headed. You know, Jaren's going to be a great two-way player. You know, I genuinely believe, you know, that at his peak, he'll be a top five two-way player in this league for a long, long time. But, you know, doing it the right way, he's going to have some bumps and bruises now. Holding him accountable will be the best thing for him in the future. And, you know, we are covered, you know, at that big spot with Jamichael, you know, with Joe Kim now. So we can be patient with him. And, you know, I think we should temper the expectations, but there's no reason to rush it. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to have flashes of greatness because he is a special player. But, you know, we're going to go about it the right way. And, you know, the great part about it is he understands and he's on board. He knows that it's not going to come easy. You know, for him defensively, you know, the ability that he has, you know, he has to set himself to a higher standard. And, you know, the mistakes he makes, he has to learn from them and limit those. But him learning and taking those bumps and bruises now and being held accountable to those things, you know, next year, 5 years from now, you know, it's going to make him a much better player. And, you know, that's what we're expecting out of him as, you know, a franchise cornerstone.
Last question, Don.
JB, how much value is it for the rest of the guys to see Mark going out there and playing under the circumstances and finding a way to contribute the way he did tonight when the offense isn't necessarily there?
I mean, you know, that's leadership. That's being the anchor of a team. And, you know, the way this group is connected, they're looking at any way they can to protect him and to help him. Because they see him out there, you know, they know what he's going through, you know, the knees, the ankles, the, you know, all those things. And, you know, because he's been so good for and to his teammates see him, and now they want to go out and give him more and help him, you know, more. And, you know, again, that's the character and nature and the makeup of this team. And that's why, you know, they're so fun to be around every single day, you know, win or lose. They look out for one another, and they give it their best.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.